Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go, 844, 16 till 9. Federal judges ruling that the Army Corps of Engineers must consult with government fisheries experts before opening the Bonnie Carey Spillway. Bonnie Carey Spillway is being appealed. That is ongoing litigation. I said Ricky Boyette was going to talk about that, and he can't because it's ongoing litigation, but I just didn't want to ignore it and move on because, you know, you would think that this would be a function of flood protection, and unfortunately it has the effect on fisheries, but I guess you got to have priorities. Ricky Boyette, good morning, sir. Welcome. Let's talk about these pumps at the outfall canals. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about this pump situation. Who installed the pumps, and was it under the Corps' supervision?
It was. In 2013, we issued a design build contract. And what that means is we established all the specifications that have to be met. And then the contractor gathered a team that not only created the design, but they also built it. That began in 2013. And these pumps, the pump stations, were completed in 2018. So we have a role throughout the construction of it. We oversee it. We make sure and we establish what they need to do. In the case of these pumps, we wanted permanent and sustainable pumps, so we established a 35-year design life for them.
You know, I'm getting all kind of texts here from people with pumps here, pumps there. I don't know what's going on here. I presume you all, when you put out the design specs or whatever it was, people knew you were going to be dealing with salt water, right? Brackish water?
Correct. You're looking at not only the content of the water, the salt water versus fresh water, but also things that could be in the water that can have an effect.
So who would be on the hook if there's some kind of design flaw here with the pump?
Well, first thing we have to do is figure out exactly why the corrosion is happening.
Yeah.
Exactly. We are looking at everything. We're looking at how the pumps were built, the water content again. We're looking at coatings, primer. We brought in centers of expertise to start evaluating. Once we know the cause of why they're corroding, then that will really establish our path forward on, you know, if we're looking at the contractor or we're looking at the Corps of Engineers. I will say for the Corps' perspective as it stands now, we want to make sure we have the plans in place. So we are kind of proceeding with either option. We're looking at it being the Corps drive it or the contractor. We're kind of getting our ducks in a row for either.
I guess what I'm thinking as I hear this is because the problem was revealed when a bearing overheated, correct?
Correct. It began to overheat, and the Flood Protection Authority East and CPRA, our state partner, asked for technical assistance. We came in and began troubleshooting. Let's find out what's going on. It became, obviously, we weren't looking at corrosion as being the cause. We were looking at a multitude of factors. And then in May of 22, we determined the only way to really know is to fully remove the pump and break it down.
So you're satisfied, the Corps is satisfied that these things have been maintained as they're supposed to be maintained?
They do. They are. One of the things to consider is, you know, we built these 35-year pumps, and we establish, for lack of a better way to say it, an operation manual. There's nothing that would have been in the schedule that would have dictated 5 years into it to see this. So it's a hidden part that you have to dewater. take the impeller and things out from the bottom to see it. And so that's not yet on the schedule, if you will.
You know, as designed and what actually happens are two different things, even if you're just doing something as minor as building your own home. When it comes to these pumps, there is a pump of this nature is in operation somewhere else, or was this like a first of a kind of thing?
So the pump manufacturer that is used is a well-established pump manufacturer. So I don't know if the exact pump. We have two kinds in the station. We have a smaller 900 cubic feet per second, and we have a larger 1800 cubic feet per second. So I can't say that this exact pump is, but the manufacturer that creates it is well established.
I was just wondering if it was a one-of-a-kind design, and as a result, well, you don't know until you make it and see what happens. I think the other concern, Ricky, is, you know, one is, okay, it was supposed to last 35 years, 5 years. Was it a design flaw? What caused this? What caused that, et cetera? And the other concern is that if a hurricane should threaten, the likelihood that these pumps, one, two, three, however many of them, would overheat because of corrosion or similar problem. Is that a concern that's on the radar at all of the Corps?
It is. It kind of triggered our two-step approach. The first step is that we need to get in and inspect every single pump to make sure that they are reliable for this hurricane season. You know, only one pump in London of the 17 has exhibited the signs of the overheating, but we're not gonna sit on that. We want to make sure that we see every pump. So far, we've inspected four pumps, and of those four pumps, there's been some corrosion, but nothing to the level of London Avenue, mm-hmm. And so we are. Have been able to deem that they are reliable, but we've still got more pumps to go.
Are they tested, Ricky, under like actual circumstances or for a duration of time as they would be used during a hurricane?
Are they?
Well, in other words, like let me put it in an oversimplification, I guess. If, like, for example, I gotta use a vacuum cleaner for 5 hours. But I just check it for 5 minutes. I don't know that it's going to last for 5 hours when I need it.
Oh, for the kind of the operational and maintenance testing. No, it's very specified and it's frequent. So that not only do we know that they will run for the duration they need during a hurricane, these pumps don't turn on and stay on, so they have to be able to come on and off during the storm. So those are all part of the Flood Protection Authority's just regular maintenance as they move through the year. They're tested at least monthly. So the preparation and the readiness part, we're confident with.
All right, let me take a break. I want to talk about river levels this year when we come back. All right, Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans District. You got any questions, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along right now. It's time for traffic on WWL. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, couple of minutes left with Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans District. Then we talked to Lance Parlow. He's been arrested more than 55 times. Eleanor Tabone did a great story on WWL-TV. So Lance is going to come in, and we'll talk about, with a man that was a criminal, how do you keep young people from going into that life? Ricky, how's the river looking? I saw yesterday as a weather anomaly, not that this has anything to do with us, but Los Angeles has had three times the rain of Seattle so far this year. So I don't know if the rain's staying there and not the Midwest. Has the river crested yet, or what are we looking at?
We're cresting today. Tomorrow is the latest forecast. We're in a phase one flood fight, which means that it's above 11. So we have our team, as well as the levee districts, are out on the levees making sure everything's okay. The good news is the current forecast has us falling out of phase one flood fight in the next couple weeks. So we know we're really early in the high water season. Usually our peak flows are around the late April, May timeframe. So we'll stay vigilant, but right now it looks okay.
And looking upriver, is there any way to anticipate that from what's fallen so far, snowfall, rain, or is it yet to happen?
Yeah, so they're still yet to happen, and of course we still have the April showers. You know, for our position on the river, we do have one advantage, and that's we get to see what everything's happening up there, and we have time before it gets to us. So we have probably the greatest, I guess, warning time for it. But right now, it looks all good. But then again, we're still really early. And of course, if we get rain and we get rain at the same time that snow starts to melt, we'll see the Ohio start to increase. And then obviously that water comes all the way down to us.
As it stands now, everything's good, right?
Everything is well. Right. Right.
Thank you, Ricky. Any final thoughts, comments?
No, I just want to say, you know, with regards to the pumps, that we have a commitment that we will ensure they're reliable for this hurricane season, and then we're going to come back through and then deliver the pumps that we said we were going to, 35-year pumps.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Ricky Boyette, Chief of Public Affairs for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New Orleans District. I mentioned this earlier, LaToya Cantrell yesterday at a press conference saying that the investigation into Officer Vappy is a witch hunt. And I was hoping that after the recall, she would be off to a new start. And it's like, all right, well, let's put that behind us and let's take her to a word that she was going to really work with other people to try to make the city a great, beautiful place, blah, blah, blah. But when she comes with this stuff of the investigation on Officer Vappy as a witch hunt, I mean, come on, man. We all know what was going on with her and Officer Vappy. We all know that there was some shenanigans involving the timesheet, that the overtime couldn't have been worked. So just let the investigation play out, and it just seems like, I'll just say it, the appearance is that she's trying to protect her boyfriend.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.